Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be here again. My wife and I were here a year ago, and then I was here once, I guess about over 10 years ago, quite a long time ago. And in every occasion, we have enjoyed the beautiful airs of Arizona and the wonderful spirit of friendship and democracy that we feel around here. I'm glad to say that my one brother, whom you may have seen in the movie, has retired or semi-retired here, so that's another reason for our delight in coming back. I would like to express my appreciation to Professor Muir, and as the head of the department, who I believe is retiring. I don't know how I could express my thanks to Dick and Lois Shelton. I think you're very lucky here to have both of them. And Lois is a marvelous woman in all ways. And I just want to pay my respects to the way she is running the center. Bill Rucker, I got to know a year ago, liked his poetry as well as that of Dick Shelton. And now this year, I've had a class with Peter Wilde, and I think I'm going to have one tomorrow with Steve Orlin. So I want to express my joy in their beings. I've met some of your students already, and I would like to say hello in public to Ruth Doty and Mark Doty. Now we have the we've had a few minutes of the movie. It really moved me to see it. In a way, one should just go away maybe and not have any reading after that. But I'd like to read to you for a shorter time than I would if you hadn't seen the movie. And I want to begin by reading two new poems written only a month ago. Long-Term Suffering. By the way, I assume that this sound system sounds as if it were just fine. If anyone can't hear well, would you raise your hands?